It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. January 1st, 2020. A year full of possibility, rich in dreams, abounding in hope. I awoke that morning buzzing with energy, eager to sit and reflect on my aspirations for the coming year. What picture would I paint on the beautifully blank canvas of this new year? What would God have in store for me this next season? Of course, the images of joy I conjured up that early January morning are a far cry from what followed. First days, then months of dreams shattered, opportunities lost, and hope withered. With each passing day, the crashing waves of change loomed larger, more violent than the day before. At times, they tumbled over me completely. Much has been taken from us this year. The loss cuts deep through anger, grief, and fear. And yet, in the midst of this turbulent storm, there is an anchor that still grounds us, a rudder that still steers us. Though it may feel fragile, hope remains. Yes, hope remains. We need only look to Scripture to remind us of this promise. Promise that in our suffering, we will be renewed. That out of death comes life. And even when all seems lost, all can be redeemed. Close your eyes for a minute and imagine yourself in first century Judea, standing at the base of the cross beside Jesus' disciples. For hours, you've watched Jesus suffer, listening to the chief priests and elders taunt him. He's the king of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe him. Let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God. As Jesus cries out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Let's see if Elijah comes to save him, you hear the disciples say. You too believe it may happen. You believe God may save him. Imagine the anticipation you might feel in that moment. Here is the Messiah for all to see. Surely he will end this. For a moment, your fear and desperation are replaced with something small, something quiet and powerful, a sense of expectation, a feeling of hope. But then, nothing. Jesus takes his last breath. The sky blackens, the earth shakes, and hope crumbles. If you're like me, there have been times in this past season where you've lost hope. You've felt despair, confusion, anger, and defeat, just as the disciples did in this moment at the cross. And yet, what likely felt like the very worst moment of their lives was in fact the very moment their lives were saved. Jesus' death was not the end of the story. Rather, it was just the beginning. You see, even when all seemed lost, when hope felt stripped away, God was at work, just as He is at work today. Hebrews 10, 22 and 23 says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we professed, for He who promised is faithful." God's timing may not always be visible or make sense to us, but even in the darkest, most devastating times, change can be used as an avenue for hope and new possibility. Change hopes because God is faithful. In this next moment, ask God to help you hold on to hope and remember that He is faithful. Heavenly Father, You are our eternal hope. Help us trust in Your unfailing love, even when darkness surrounds us. Fix our gaze on You, Lord, our ever-present comfort.